Seeing the dialectical facts of life, can one practice both the path of relaxation and the path of effort simultaneously?
You cannot practice both simultaneously because both are diametrically opposite. They lead to one point, but they don't pass through the same errand, through the same route, through the same realms. They are quite diametrically opposite. You cannot practice both. Just like you cannot go to one place simultaneously following two roads. Two roads may be going. You are going to the station. Two roads are going to the station, but you cannot follow both the roads simultaneously. And if you follow, you will not reach the station. Both roads go, but then you will not reach, because then you have to go 10 steps on one, then come back, follow the other, then come back, follow the one. Then you can follow much, but reaching nowhere. Every way is a particular way. It has its own route, its own steps, its own milestones, own symbols, own philosophy, own methodology, its own vehicles, its own mediums of movement, everything its own. Every way is a perfect way. So never be in two minds. It will simply create confusion. Follow one. When you reach to the end, you will know that even if you have followed the other, you would have reached. When you have reached, you can try just as a play to go on the other. That's another thing. Just to know whether this road also comes or not. But don't follow two simultaneously. Because every path is so scientifically perfect that it will create only disturbance. Really, in old days, even to know about the other path was prohibited. Because even that knowing creates disturbance. And our minds are so childish and so curious, and foolishly curious, that if we hear something or read something, we begin to amalgamate. And we don't know that anything which is meaningful on a particular path may be just harmful on another. So you cannot amalgamate. Some part in one car may be meaningful, useful, so useful that the car cannot move without it. But the same part can become a hindrance in another car. Don't use it. Because every part is meaningful only in its own pattern, in its own gestalt. The moment you change the whole, the part becomes a hindrance. So much confusion has come into religious world, because now every religion is known to everybody else, and every path is known, and you are just confused. Now to find out a Christian is difficult, to find out a Hindu is difficult, to find out a Mohammedan is difficult, because everyone is just something of Hindu, something of Mohammedan, something of Christian. And that creates very much danger. It is dangerous. It may prove suicidal. The purity of path is a basic necessity for one who has to follow. If one has just to think about, then there is no need of any purity. You can go on thinking. If you are to travel, then purity of the path is very much essential. And you must be aware not to confuse anything and not to bring any alliance, foreign element in it. It doesn't mean that the other is wrong. It only means that the other is right only on other's path. So you need not take the other conclusion that only I am right and the other is wrong. The other is right in its own way. And if you have to follow, just go to the other's way, leaving your way completely. That's why the old religions, only two religions, Hindu and Jews, were never ready to convert anyone. And the only reason was this, that they knew a very past, a very deep tradition, that to convert is to confuse. To convert is to confuse. If someone has been brought up as a Christian, then you convert him as a Hindu, you will just confuse him. Because now he cannot forget that which he has known. Now you cannot just wash it out. It will remain there. And on that foundation, whatsoever you give him as Hinduism will not mean the same, because that foundation will be always there. You will just confuse him. And that confusion will not make him religious. Cannot make. So old religions, really two old religions, and all other religions are just branches of those, Jews and Hindus, have remained very dogmatically non-converting. Hindu concept was disturbed by Dayananda, because his mind was working in a political way, not in a religious one. So he began to convert. But that concept has a beauty of its own. It doesn't mean that others are bad. It doesn't mean that others are not right. It doesn't mean things like this. It only means that if you have been brought up in a particular concept, it is better to follow that. Follow that. It has gone deep in your bones and blood. So it is better to follow that. But now it has become impossible, and it will never be possible now again. Because the old patterns have broken. And now no one can be a Christian, no one can be a Hindu. That is not possible now. So a new categorization is needed. Now I don't categorize as Hindu and Mohammedan and Christian. That categorization is not possible now. It is just dead and must be thrown away. Now we must categorize every path. For example, two basic divisions, the path of relaxation and the path of effort, the path of surrender and the path of will. This is a basic division. Then other divisions will follow, but these two are basic and quite diametrically opposite. The path of relaxation means surrender, just here and now, with no effort. If you can, you can. If you cannot, you cannot. If you can, you can. If you cannot, you cannot. There is no go. The path of surrender is very simple. Surrender. If you ask how, then you are not for this path. Because the how belongs to the other path. How means by what effort, by what technique, how I am to surrender. If you ask how I am to surrender, then you are not for the path of surrender. You go to the other. If you can just surrender without asking the how, only then. So it seems simple, but it is very difficult, very arduous, because the how comes instantaneously. If I say surrender, you have not even heard the word and the how comes up. How? You are not for this path. Then the other path is of will, effort, endeavor. Then they supply every how to do it. Then there are many. So surrender has only one, and there are not branches. There cannot be. There cannot be different types of surrender. Surrender is simply surrender. There are no types. Types belong to techniques. There can be different techniques, but because there is no technique, surrender remains the purest path, without any divisions. Then the second, the path of will, it has many divisions. All the yogas, methods belong to the second. The second says that you cannot relax just now, so we will prepare you. A preparation is needed. So follow these methods and one moment will come when you will drop. They look difficult, they are not. They look difficult because they say preparation, methods, years of training and discipline, so they look difficult, but they are not. Because the more time is given to you, simplified becomes the process. And surrender is the most difficult process because no time is allowed. They say just here and now. If you can, you can. If you cannot, you cannot. Dozo, a Zen monk, will say, when whosoever will come, he will say, surrender. If he asks how, he says, go elsewhere. Only two words continuously he used his whole life. Never the third. He will say, surrender. If you say, how? He will say, go somewhere else. Sometimes some persons turned who will not ask how and will surrender. But rare becomes the phenomena as of a murder. It doesn't need effort, it needs faith. It doesn't ask for the method and the way and the bridge. It takes the jump. It doesn't ask the steps. It doesn't ask anything. But the other path is of tension, effort, and many methods are possible. Because to do something, many techniques are possible. So there are many techniques. How to create the ultimate tension so that you explode. But never follow both. You cannot follow. You can only just go on thinking about the both. And don't confuse. Determine clearly, exactly. Either you can trust, are you ready? Without any how to take the jump? If not, then forget relaxation, then forget surrender, then even forget the very world, because you cannot understand it. Then effort. And this Upanishad is talking about effort, upward effort. A continuous arrowing of the mind towards the peak.